somebody wrote the verse, I'm sorry for that. I have to read it just myself. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. So they asked me to read this particular verse in relation to Lord Varaha's appearance. It's not the normal verse. This is from third canto, chapter 18, the battle between Lord Bhor and Hiranyaksha. Text 2. Dadarsha tatra vijitam dharadharam Pramiyamana vanu agra damstraya Musnanta makshna swaru choruna shriya Jahasa chaho vana gocharu mriga. Word by word, please repeat. Dadarsha. He saw. Tatra.
Tatra.
There.
Abhijitam,
the victorious. Dhara, the earth. Dharam, being. Praniyamana, being raised upward. Avanim, the earth. Agadamstraya, by the tip of his tusk. Mushnam tam, who was diminishing. Akshna, with his eyes. Swarucha, Hiranyaksha's own splendor. Aruna, reddish. Shriya, radiant. Jahasa, he laughed. Cha and Aho O Vanagochara Amphibious Mriga Beast. He saw there the all-powerful personality of Godhead in his born incarnation, beating the earth upward on the end of his tusks and robbing him of his splendor with his reddish eyes. The demon laughed, "Oh, an amphibious beast." In the previous chapter, we have discussed the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Varaha, the boar. While Varaha, with his tusks, engaged in uplifting the submerged earth from the depth of the waters, This great demon, Hiranyaksha, met him and challenged him, calling him a beast. Demons cannot understand the incarnations of the Lord. They think that his incarnations as a fish or a boar or a tortoise are big beasts only. They misunderstand the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even in his human form, and they derive his descent. In the Chaitanya Sampradaya, there is sometimes a demoniac misconception about the descent of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's body is a spirit, but demoniac persons consider the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be material, just like ours. Avajananti Mamuda. Persons who have no intelligence derive the transcendental form of the Lord as material. Ummagyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salaka Chakshirun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Bandeyam Shri Gura Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamashtam
Kirupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunatam vitantam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Tantra Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radha Vrinda Ganeshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyarevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Kam Karoti Vachanam Pamungalam Gayate Grinya Kripa Maham Vande Shri Gurum Vinata Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Vishnu. So this wonderful pastime of Lord Varaha, as we know from Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu Kalanya Mena Tishtam Nanavataram Akarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samavada Paramapumanyo Govindamani Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the Lord Ramadi, starting from Rama, there are three Ramas, of course, Balaram is one Rama, and then Parashuram and Dasharati Rama. So the Lord takes different form for his own pleasure. Rama means also pleasure. So he gets pleasure in performing his wonderful pastimes. As Vedanta Sutra said, Anandamayo Vyasa. So it is full of ananda, full of bliss. So he enjoys appearing as a form. That also shows us that the Lord has a great sense of humor to appear in such a way, to confuse the materialistic atheist. They can't understand how God can assume an animal. That's beyond their imagination or material conception. But just to defeat all misconception about himself, he can do anything and everything. He appears even an animal. Of course, even this demon, Hiranyaksha, he thought, oh, an amphibious beast, laughing at the Lord. They think when the Lord assumed this kind of form, it's just a big animal, that's all. Just a huge inside. That's their foolishness, of course. Of course, we know this demon, Hiranyaksha, and his brother Hiranyakashipu, they were the first demons appearing after creation. Pastime takes us when the four Kumaras went to visit Vaikuntha. They were not allowed to come in, so they were cursed. And the Lord, of course, gave protection to his servant, so he came. The Kumaras, they wanted to take back their curse, but the Lord, no, you are great sages, your word must come true. But I offer my servants either to come back to me after three births as demons, asuras, or seven births as devotees. They can choose. So he gave them the chance to choose what they wanted. The Lord is very kind and always offer a chance freely to choose what we want, either to serve him or as asuras or as devotees. One would think why they choose to be demons instead of devotees. Although seven words, it is better to be devotee than demon, isn't it? So why they choose the other way? Because they are very intelligent. They consulted each other before taking the decision. Why the Lord is offering us to return faster to Him as asuras than devotees? Why? they analyze, they, oh, maybe the Lord wants to fight demons. And there are no demons right now at the beginning of creation. So let us please the Lord by becoming demons. So they told the Lord, my dear Lord, please give us a very demoniac mentality so we can give you a very good fight. To please you. To please you. That's the whole idea. The devotee's idea. Even if the Lord wants me to be a demon and kill me, if that pleases him, let it be. That's sacrifice. That means surrender, full surrender to the Lord. Just to please him. The Lord also has this fighting spirit. Otherwise, why it is in us, this fighting spirit? Even as devotees, sometimes we fight each other. Is it? From where this is coming? It is coming from the Lord originally. Everything is coming originally from the Lord. But the Lord uses fighting spirit, his anger, only to protect his devotees. And not otherwise. So when Mother Earth, Bhumi Devi, was in danger, the Lord came to rescue and fight the demon. Displaying his heroic spirit, his fighting spirit, to uplift his devotees. So there is one story in relation to that. In Iran, at the time of Shah, he was a king before, and he went to visit England for diplomatic relationships. And the government wanted to please him, you know, to have good diplomatic political relationship with him. So they took him on tour in different museums, different palaces and places. So they went to one museum, and in one part of that museum, he saw an artifact called guillotine. So he asked, what is this? Well, that's to chop people, the criminal's head. He became very interested in that. He said, I would like to see how it works practically. He said, no, this can be. Oh, no, no problem. If you can give one of your men, I can ask one of my men. He called one servant, immediately the servant was ready to put his head there to be chopped off. He was ready to do it. And they said, no, the English law doesn't allow that. Please forgive us, we can't go that far to please you, please forgive us. He told them, then you don't understand what the meaning of king. You don't understand what kings mean. That the servant willing to sacrifice life to please his king, even whimsical desire, like that. So, of course, in relation to Krishna Leela, his devotees are willing to give up their life to please the Lord. That's the meaning. That means full surrender, Atma Nivedana. They are willingly, yes, my Lord, you want me to become a demon and kill me? Please do it. Be pleased. That's difficult to understand for general people, you know. In devotional circles, this is the goal, become fully surrendered to the Lord and fulfill, try to please the Lord in any way the Lord wants. Isn't it? So, when Hiranyaksha, there's a story that he stole all the gold from the earth, and earth sunk into Garbhodaka ocean, and Brahma himself was perplexed what to do. He himself could not do it. Imagine, the Garbhodaka ocean is filling up half of the universe. Imagine how deep it is. Very, very deep. Not even Lord Brahma could do that difficult task. So he was praying to the Lord, meditating on the Lord, praying to the Lord for his help. And suddenly, from his nostrils, a small bird, a tiny bird, appeared in his hand. And he was wondering, what is this? And the bird started to grow up and grow up. So you immediately understood, this must be an incarnation of the Lord. Otherwise, how it can become so huge in one moment. So he started to offer prayers, all the sages were offering prayers. And the Lord, to answer the prayers, he roared with great force, assuring them, you will be victorious. So the water jumped in the ocean, creating huge waves that touched even the heavenly planet. Some of the hairs of the Lord's body fell on different places, and that became later on the Kusha grass. That's why Kusha grass is so holy. We use it in all yajnas, because this comes from the hair of Lord Varaha. So in this fight between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha, of course the Lord was still holding the Bhumi Devi on his tusk, and it is said appeared like the moon with, you know, on the tusk of the Lord. It was very beautiful to see. Imagine just in your mind to see this beautiful form of the Lord. Imagine how big was the Lord, that the earth planet was just resting on his tusk. Gigantic, much bigger than the earth planet itself. So it's wonderful. And the fight was going on. First the Lord put the earth to float on the ocean before starting to fight, to assure that the earth is in a safe position before fighting the demon. So, of course, all three God came to witness the fight. So, Hiranyaksha actually, Hiranyakasipu shared with his brother the blessing he got from Brahma. So he has all also power, very, very powerful. First he went to challenge Varuna for a fight. And Varuna, he said, we are very old now for fighting, we retired from this. Since you are very eager, you go and fight Lord Varaha, and he will kill demons like you, foolish demon like you. Although Varuna, he predicted the outcome of the fight, still foolish demon, I'm still gonna challenge the Lord and kill him. That's their idea. So in the same way, Srila Prabhupada, he went in the ocean of Kali Yuga and afflicted us, in the same way, afflicted us from the depth of Kali Yuga's ocean, and brought us. He fought all the impersonalists, the Mayavadis, Sahaja, materialistic scientists. He fought so many demoniac people just to uplift us and make us up to the platform of Krishna consciousness. So that is the role of Guru in this, to uplift, to help others to come up and be fixed in Krishna consciousness, with the service attitude, to help others, to be a servant of the servant of the servant. That's the humble attitude should be for everyone, not just the Guru. So in this wonderful fight, the Lord came out victorious. Some details are given here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How was the fight? First they started with mace. Big fight, very powerful. And finally, of course, it is said that at a certain moment in the fight, the Lord's gada fell from his hand. And all the demigods were very much frightened. But the demon, being a Vedic demon, he didn't took advantage of that. He waited. He didn't gonna strike an arm, you know, opponent. So he waited. But the Lord just called for the Sudarshan Chakra. And this demon, he took up again his gada, his mace, and was fighting the Lord. And he was defeated so many times that he created an illusion that rain of urine and stool and pools and so many horrible things. And the Lord of Sun Chakra, in one moment, he dispelled all this magical illusion created by the demon. And finally, the Lord, he left his mace, and with his own hand, he struck the Lord very powerfully on his chest. But the Lord, he could have smashed huge mountains with that struck, but the Lord wasn't moved at all. And then the Lord just, without much effort, just slapped him underneath his left ear, and his eyes broke him out, all his brain, you know. He died instantly. Jiva Goswami explained that the Lord, after striking the Hiranyaksha with his tusk, he pierced him on his chest. So many details are there, wonderful details about this Varaha Lila. And so many lessons are there to be learned. Of course, we also hear that after killing Hiranyaksha, the Lord married Bhumidevi. You know that? Became wife and husband. There are deities of Bhuvaraha. Even Shiva Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established Bhuvaraha here. Maya, there is a deity to go visit, no? The Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, there is a deity of Lord Varaha and Bhumidevi. So this pastime is very, very important. And it is explained that they had a son together. And Lord Varaha, he instructed the son in religious principles and good behavior, saintly behavior, and he was very nice son, very saintly. But later on, he started to have bad association. He started to associate with when Asura killed Maya Dhanava. And by this bad association, he became polluted. He became Asura himself. Just see, even the son of the Lord, just by bad association, became a demon. What to speak of others? How much careful we should be avoiding bad association. Actually, that's the first instruction Lord Chaitanya gave to his followers. When they asked him, Asat Sangat Yaga Se Vaishnava Cha. First thing, you give up bad association. First thing. So this is very, very important. And so much so, he kidnapped 16,000 princesses. Baumasura. He became known as Baumasura. So the Lord himself has to come and kill his own son to protect his devotees. Just see how neutral the Lord is. That even if his own son becomes a demon and is harassing his devotees, he's willing to kill him. And even if a demon becomes a devotee, he will give all protection. In the Nectar of Devotion, it is explained that one demon was speaking, he was saying, actually I'm not afraid of Krishna. Because even if he comes to kill me, the only thing I have to do is just surrender at his lotus feet, he will give me all protection. So that's very intelligent, Asura. Very clever, Asura. Maya Dhanava himself was also very clever, very intelligent demon. When Agni Dev was burning forest, he asked the permission from the Lord. He came as a Brahmin. And the Lord gave permission because he was having indigestion, too much ghee, and he accepted too much ghee and the sacrifices. So he was having indigestion. He needed to burn all the fire inside to regain his good digestion again. So while he was burning the forest, this demon Maya Dhanava came out. So the Lord, seeing this is an asura, he was ready to kill him with the sura sanchaka. But the demon being, the demon being very clever, very intelligent, he just fell at Arjuna's feet. He didn't fall at the feet of the Lord. He fell at his friend, Arjuna. And of course, Kshatriyas, surrendered soul come, fall at their feet. They have to give protection. That's the Kshatriya Dharma. So when Arjuna gave protection, assurance, the Lord immediately stopped from killing him. Very intelligent. To the help of his devotee, they know the devotees are very dear to the Lord. If I take shelter of them, I will be spared. That's very intelligent. So also, they are assisting the Lord in his pastimes. By taking opposition, they are in one way helping the Lord to perform his pastimes. and become glorified by his devotees. So they have their role also in Krishna Leela. Of course, we don't advise anyone to help the Lord in that way, but in a favorable way. Kamsa himself, although he was thinking of the Lord 24 hours, still he wasn't considered devotee because he was thinking of the Lord in a mimical way, as an enemy. So he wasn't performing devotional service. Because devotional service has to be Krishna Nushilanam, favorable to Krishna. Favorable to Krishna, and to please Krishna. Then it is accepted as devotional service. Otherwise, it is not accepted as such. So the attitude in which we perform devotional service is most important. Most important. Krishna is the heart. Baba Grahi Janardana. If somebody approaches to serve him, he knows the intention, the attitude. And that's the most important thing, actually. Prabhupada explained in the Nectar of Devotion that not just the service itself, but the attitude through which it is done, that's most important. There's one story in Vrindavan, the pujari in the Radha Govindaji temple. He came out to look for some food to offer the Lord. He didn't have at hand. And one vendor, he just arrived. He was going to sell muri. Muri is puffed rice. So he asked him, please give me some to offer the Lord. And the vendor, he was stingy. Yes, he was giving some excuse. No, I just arrived, I haven't sold anything. After some time, if I sell something, I may give you. No, the offering is now. Please give. Don't worry, Krishna. No, I'm very poor. I have 5 sons. And he started giving excuses. And suddenly, a strong wind came and blew up all the puffed rice of the air. So he was shouting, Boga for Govinda, Boga for Govinda, Boga. The Lord will accept such an offering. No, by force. No, the Lord wants it naturally, spontaneously, not by force of circumstance. So when we do service, oh, I have to do this, what can I do, The Lord is the heart, is seeing the attitude. It's very important to work hard on that, to always have the proper attitude in devotional service. What is the proper attitude? To please Guru and Gauranga. To please Krishna. That is the most important. Everything we do should be with that aim. Should not be any personal ambition. Prabhupada said personal ambition can create so much havoc in our movement. And it has created, we have seen. So we have to be very careful with that. And our only ambition should be to always keep the devotees' association and humbly serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada with a mood of surrender and to please others, to help others, to be more enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. Each and every one of us has this holy duty to be an instrument in the Lord's service to help others, to inspire others by our own example, by our own behavior, by our intelligence or speech, money, whatever way, Lord Chaitanya said, one should engage in the loving service of the Lord. And that's the most important thing. To work on this very, very sincerely. Prabhupada said the most important thing is to be sincere. And that can be lost also. We have seen sometimes they are very sincere, after some time they stop being sincere. So that danger is also there. If you are not careful and always endeavoring with confidence and with enthusiasm, and with patience. Srila Rupala Goswami advised that. When Srila Prabhupada visited our temple in South America, Venezuela, He said, utsaha, enthusiasm, very, very important. He said, utsaha, enthusiasm means, I must see Krishna in this very night. Prabhupada said, you are already seeing Krishna. Krishna and his deity no different. But still, personally, even it is possible. You have to keep the enthusiasm. That's very, very important. Enthusiasm should always be there in our daily activities. And as soon as we start to become, you know, pessimistic or lose enthusiasm, we should do immediately something about it. Try to find good association, more advanced devotee to help us to overcome these obstacles. There are so many obstacles will come in our way, you know, spiritual advancement. That's Maya's duty, to keep us here in this material world. But, well, of course, Maya is a pure devotee also of the Lord. That's her her duty. She doesn't want that. That's her duty to the Lord. To test, to see if people are sincere in their desire to serve the Lord. So, it is very, very important to always pray to the Lord, to always be sincere and surrender to His desires, and to give up our own worldly desires in order to fulfill the Lord's desire. The material desires we have now are not our real desires, because this desire comes from the mind and the senses. But since we are not the body, we are spirit soul, our real desire is the desire of the Lord. And what are the desires of the Lord? To see all of us very happy eternally in His association, in His service. So that's the Lord's mission. And He comes in different forms, so He can create varieties of pastimes, so we can come together and sing about His glories and speak about His leelas, His devotees. So this is a wonderful opportunity the Lord is giving us. And we shall take full advantage of it. And this holy Dham, Sri Dham Mayapur, it is very natural that devotees always chanting the holy name. Wherever they go around, they naturally chant the holy name of the Lord. That's the power of the holy Dham, that raise everybody's consciousness to the platform of bhakti, pure devotional service. And that's why Prabhupada wanted devotees to come at least once a year to Holy Dham to recharge their batteries and become more enthusiastic in preaching His glories all over the world. So that's the mission, Prabhupada's mission, Lord Chaitanya's mission. And that's the mission we should all have in our life, to assist Srila Prabhupada and his pure representative spreading the glories of the Lord. And for that, we ourselves have to become first fixed in this transcendental knowledge and conviction, with full conviction, that yes, I am eternal servant of Krishna. That's my eternal duty. And it should remind others about their duties also in life. Then everything is smooth and nice. The Lord's ananda is always increasing. And you want to share this ananda with all living entities. That's why He expanded in so many living entities, to increase His ananda by exchanging loving dealings, loving service. So that is the whole idea of Krishna consciousness movement. If I forgot something, please remind me about pastimes of the Lord. I would much appreciate it. If anybody has any comments or questions, please feel free to ask. Yes? Anybody has a mic for the question?
Hare Krishna. Visited Maharaj when Varahadev was uplifting the bhumi from the Garbhodak ocean. At that time, Hiranyaksha came and the fight took place. So Maharaj's question is, how we should understand? Because this Varahadev appeared when, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, when Manu appeared from Brahmaji, and there was no such a creation. And Brahmaji has not yet made the system of production by the union of men and women. And that time, then Manu asked, where should I place? That time he said, the Bhumi is there in Garbhodak Ocean and Varahadev appeared.
Yes.
But we see Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu already born, and there was so many creation was already there when they born. And it was on earth also. So how we should understand that these two are different?
Achintya Vedanta Tattva. Once its scholar said, you Gaudiya devotees are very clever. Every time there is something you don't understand, you say, Achintya. Like that. But the thing is, although this earth planet wasn't their creation yet, but the other heavenly planets, creation was there. Kardamuni was there, Diti was there, all the pastimes were there. So maybe this planet, because it was in the bottom of the ocean, was no men, women, no creation there, but other planets, creation was there. Otherwise, how Brahma became the father of Lord Varaha in that pastime? Unless Kardama is there, and Devahat is there, how Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu were born? So although some devotees say that there are two Varahas, one white Varaha, one reddish Varaha, and they appear in different millennia. But some other commentators say that Varaha, after killing Hiranyaksha, he remained inside the ocean until the next millennium and came out again. Some not believe that. You will stay on the water for so long, everything is possible. For the Lord, nothing is impossible. So we have to study from different angles of vision. Different possibilities are there also for the Lord's appearance and pastimes. Is it okay? Alex. Any other questions or comments? Yes, give him the mic, please.
So, how did Lord Varaha actually leave the material world?
He appeared from the nostrils of Lord Brahma. That's the way he appeared.
How did he leave?
Oh, that's a very important question. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said that the incarnation of the Lord as animals, as boar, or kurma, or matsya, like that, they are only meant for the material world only. They are not in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is Naraya. So they are only meant for the material world. But doesn't mean that that form is material, it's fully spiritual. And they are eternal, because they are going on in all different universes, but they are only meant for pastimes inside the material world only. Understand? Okay. Yes, Mataji, back. Somebody can. Oh.
So, when you were talking about the attitude that constitutes devotional service, that we have to be favorable to the Lord, but Jayan Vijay consented to accept the curse and wanted to be demons because they considered that the Lord wanted to fight. So that attitude is favorable because they are doing what the Lord wants.
Yes, because that was the desire of the Lord. So favorable means whatever the Lord desires, I'm willing to do. Even if he
wanted to be in Asura and kill me, because they were so surrendered souls, they agreed.
So my question then is, in the